There was a six-hour city council committee hearing yesterday. Aldermen from across Chicago told police department officials that residents are afraid to drive through their neighborhoods, even during daylight hours, for fear somebody will demand their vehicles at gunpoint. Alderman Brendan Riley was there, and he's the downtown alderman, 42nd Ward. Brendan, did you hear anything that makes you feel like the cops are going to get this thing under control?
I actually have a lot of confidence in the Chicago Police Department, Bob. I have less confidence in the Cook County criminal justice system. You know, we talked a lot about the problem, and it's one that impacts all 50 wards in the city, and no one ward disproportionately. So we agree on the problem. We heard a lot of testimony, compelling testimony from victims. And diverse voices all saying the same thing. They want accountability. They want consequences for folks that make these bad decisions. And the folks that were noticeably absent from that committee hearing were the Cook County judges, the folks that are sentencing these criminals, and I would argue far too lightly. So we did talk about the problem, but we are going to give the police hopefully some more tools, license plate reader cameras, and hopefully more than one police helicopter, given the fact we don't have a we have a no chase policy here in Chicago.
Well, these kids, and most of them are under 18, are getting right back out on the street. And I've talked to some detectives who are working their butts off on this, but they do need some help from the courts, don't they?
They sure do. And I can tell you, the detectives are doing excellent work. We are eventually arresting these offenders. It's taking too long. And when it takes too long, or the same folks are being released on recognizance bonds to go and commit the same crimes over and over again, we're just increasing the number of victims of carjacking. So I agree with your detective friend. They are doing good work, but when judges don't properly sentence or are in a way handcuffed by the juvenile justice system, we're going to continue to see this. You're right. The statistics show that about half of these carjackings are committed by kids between the ages of 15 and 20. And between the ages of 15 and 18, you are treated differently. The sentencing is far, far more relaxed. So there really isn't a disincentive to engaging in this criminal behavior until we fix that part of the three-legged stool of the criminal justice system. We're going to have this problem for a while, but I think in the meantime, looking at Los Angeles with their 17 police helicopters and New York City with their 8, and looking at our one functioning police helicopter and our one always broken police helicopter, let's give the police department those tools, because that's actually how you apprehend suspects of, you know, carjacking incidents in real time. That prevents other folks from being victimized within the next 24 or 48 hours.
Yeah, let's fix that busted copter, too. And before we let you go, Alderman, you want weed shops to be allowed downtown in the 42nd Ward. The mayor doesn't. What's going to happen with that?
Well, Bob, we already have two in my ward, and they're performing very well. And thank goodness, because we need their revenue. But there is a large exclusion zone that blankets half of my ward, and it's arbitrary. It makes no sense. We saw the state see $1 billion in pot sales last year. And because we have so few dispensaries downtown near where the tourists and the commuters are, we missed out on a major opportunity to gain more revenue. And I'm tired of hearing from past administrations and the current one that we've run out of options. We have to raise your property taxes. I say that's a false choice. Let's embrace the cannabis industry, whether you enjoy smoking marijuana or not. Love it for the revenue. It's the one revenue stream growing in the state of Illinois. And I can tell you, Chicago is missing the boat big time. So why not lift the, what makes the west side of State Street different than the east side of State Street? Because this arbitrary boundary that was created a year ago makes a distinction between the two sides of that block. Makes no sense.
Well,
so let's open it up.
Yeah, use some of that money for police helicopters. 42nd Ward Alderman Brendan Riley. Thanks for the update. Alderman, have a great day.
All right, you too, Bob. Take care.